Welcome to Racing Green, the podcast that explores the ideas, innovations, and influences making waves in the journey towards a sustainable future for our planet. In each episode, we investigate the new challenges, ingenious solutions, and the undiscovered opportunities that lie at the heart of our rapidly changing world. We aim to accelerate a new era founded on optimism and impactful collective responsibility. Today we speak with Jamie Quinn, who's the Sustainability Director of Related Argent. Welcome, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Excellent. Well, for a warm-up, a little bit of background on yourself and your role at Argent.
Sure. I'm Jamie Quinn. I'm the Sustainability Director for Related Argent. So I'm responsible, I guess you would say, for our environmental, social and governance approach and covering all of our projects. It's pretty mixed and varied role. No one day is the same, you could say. So it could be anything from talking about and delivering on our net zero strategies through to ecology and biodiversity or indeed jumping into the social aspects around local supply chains or employment and skills or what we're doing to support our community. So keeps me on my toes and really good fun and good to be part of the organisation.
Give us a flavour of the King's Cross development, its sort of scale and vision, and also, more importantly, its sustainability credentials.
My opinion is, of course, going to be biased to some extent, but you know, I do believe that the King's Cross development is quite an extraordinary part of London, really. It's one of London's largest and boldest neighbourhoods. It's been a long-term project, you know, spanning nearly 20 years. The estate is over 67 acres, with 26 acres being public space. So really big and deliberate intent to provide that public realm for the users of the estate and those from the surrounding community as well. Mixed use, so has residential, commercial, retail outlets, which again was a deliberate move to give a really kind of varied look and feel across the estate. And it's now coming to the sort of final phase of its development, so very much moving into asset management. I think that sustainability has been baked into the development right from the outset, and you can see that when you walk around the estate, but I think also importantly around some of the deliverables that have been achieved. So if I think about our existing carbon neutral status that we have at King's Cross, but importantly, our next step and commitment to achieving net zero carbon on the estate by 2035. And so, you know, there's been a lot of work that's been implemented over the last 18 months to develop a detailed strategy around net zero, and is broken into a few elements really. So one is around how we're dealing with the demand side, so the amount of energy that's used in our managed buildings, and the other side is looking at from the supply side, so how we provide heating and cooling across the estate. All of the estate is powered by 100% green gas and electricity, and that's been like that for a number of years. And we have a large cluster of BREEAM outstanding buildings across the estate as well. So there's a number of aspects that have been in place for a long time, but I think we are acutely aware of, in this space, the goalposts are always changing, and that's why we've made the long-term commitment to net zero carbon by 2035.
In a sense, we call it the King's Cross development, but it was really a redevelopment of what was a very, very seemed to be a sort of a toxic land space. Is that right?
Yes, the estate was basically an underutilized area, which was a legacy of the Industrial Revolution. And so a lot of the land was contaminated, and it was seen as a great opportunity really to invest in the decontamination of that land and obviously the development that we now see today.
So the net zero program by 2035, what is that going to entail?
Well, quite a lot, to be honest. But there, it can be broken down into kind of two key categories. The first one is looking at the optimization of how our managed buildings operate. So that's very much has entailed us looking at aligning with industry net zero carbon standards, working closely with our estate occupiers and developing individual net zero carbon pathways for each of the assets on the estate. And they're aligned with the 1.5 degree trajectory required to get to net zero. And what does that mean? Well, basically, we've looked at desktop and on-site audits and surveys, and we've identified carbon reduction measures. So that might be looking at how the systems are currently operating, the use of lighting, heating, cooling, the opportunity for smart technologies and mechanical and electrical equipment, and wrapping all of that together into a asset-by-asset plan and associated investment to get us to net zero. So that's one piece of the jigsaw, if you like. The second is around the supply side, so how we actually generate the heat and the cooling for our buildings on the estate. We already have a district energy network, so essentially a centralized generation center which connects via pipes to provide a heating and cooling to the buildings. Now, that's already a pretty energy efficient solution, but we're aware of the requirement to fully decarbonize, and so we're looking to transition to a electrified system. And again, what does that mean? Well, it means the investment in a lot of new equipment, and that is ground source heat pumps, air source heat pumps, heat recovery heat pumps, and electric boilers, as well as looking at the role of heat storage. And that will then move us away from fossil fuels in entirety. As it stands, the estate is supplied through 100% green gas and green electricity already, but we want to make sure we're moving away in entirety from gas.
Is solar flooring part of the strategy? And also, what about hydrogen? Is that a consideration?
Solar is forming part of the strategy. We already have solar arrays across the estate. When it comes to hydrogen at present, it's not part of the solution. I think that the technology is still developing, and so we want to gain some assurance around the credibility, but also the continuity of the estate. It's an important differentiation to make, because a lot of developers are talking about achieving net zero, but in the majority of cases, they are for brand new developments. Of course, what we're doing here at King's Cross is looking at retrofitting existing plant and equipment that's already in place. And therefore, the emphasis and focus on ensuring ongoing continuity of supply and service, for example, to our buildings, making sure they've got heating and cooling, is of paramount importance.
And how are you collaborating with the local community and the residents, be it the business residents or the people who live within the area, to work with them on their own sustainability programs?
So we have our ESG forums, which provide an opportunity for sharing ideas and thoughts. And it's been a really helpful point in time whereby we can come together and look at achieving kind of collective goals. So to give you an example of that, we are currently working on a 10 in 10 campaign. So it's the idea being that we reduce energy consumption by 10% over a 10-week period. And it's a very simple campaign, but actually we've noticed it's created quite a sense of community across our occupiers, whereby we can all collectively coalesce around a simple idea, but that can have a real impact in terms of reducing our energy consumption.
Fabulous. And any sort of other initiatives or events that you're hosting within the King's Cross area?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth us picking up on the social side as well. We do a lot around our sort of community-driven sustainability initiatives. We've done that in a number of ways. We have a social value team here that are very much focused on delivering that impact to the local communities, local businesses, local schools. We have also set up King's Cross Recruit, which helps to deliver training and recruitment services to local communities and occupiers. And they've done a fantastic job placing over 1,500 people into employment and targeting underrepresented groups through their activities. So I think that reach and that opportunity we have to listen to and support communities shouldn't be underestimated.
Fantastic. Well, another event that I'd like to focus on is get your kind of views on the forthcoming Earth Fest, which Arjun have so generously partnered with the Camden Clean Air Initiative to put on a great event on sustainability called Earth Fest. I wonder what your thoughts are around that. And what would you, as a sort of a sustainability director, be looking for from an event like that?
Yeah, I mean, well, firstly, you know, very happy to be supporting the event. I think there's lots of shared values, if you like, that Earthfest and ourselves can come together upon. I think from a sustainability director perspective, whenever I go to these sorts of events, I'm always looking to learn. I mean, as I said earlier on, every day is quite literally a school day. There is always something new to be revealed about new innovation, new ways of working, new expectations from stakeholders, be that our investors, our occupiers, our residents, our community groups. So I think as well as the formal setup and going to set piece presentations, I always really value the sort of side conversations that occur at these types of events when you get that kind of very informal take from people and ideas and thoughts, where I quite often learn the most, to be honest. I think that the mix of events that are going to be on, both business focused and community focused, will be really, really interesting. And I guess, you know, we're pretty well placed in terms of the connectivity of King's Cross, the green credentials that we have here, and the access of the local communities into the estate. So I'm sure it'll be a great success.
Wonderful. So just speaking broader about the sustainability goals of Argent, say perhaps even beyond King's Cross, what are you looking to achieve as an organisation over the next 10 years?
Wow, big question. We're looking long-term. I think that's exceptionally important. We know that kind of short-term thinking doesn't work in this space. So we are very much focused on the achievement of the commitments here at King's Cross by 2035. We also have a commitment at Brent Cross Town to achieve net zero by 2030. And those combined are a real emphasis and focus for the organisation. I think it's also important to recognise the targets we have beyond net zero. And those include how we connect with nature and what we're doing on biodiversity and habitats, creating healthy spaces, the work we're doing around circular economy, and of course, what we're doing when it comes to social value. So tackling inequality, maximizing our impact, and creating a sense of safety and belonging in the areas in which we operate. So whilst we have our commitments as an organization, it's also of paramount importance that we're meeting our stakeholder expectations as well, both from our community groups that we operate, our local authorities, and of course, our tenants across our developments as well, all have a growing expectation on ESG. And it's therefore essential that we are able to meet those expectations and indeed exceed them.
And obviously, there's going to be this connectivity between the two estates by a carbon neutral form of transport, no doubt, via the trains. That sounds like a very exciting development. When is it going to open, Brent Cross?
Brent Cross West Station is now open, so you can now get from there to King's Cross in 12 minutes. And as you say, that has really opened up the connectivity of the development, and I think people are just starting to realise how easy it is to get from one to the other. And as well as there being connectivity from transportation, I think there's also connectivity in terms of, you know, the learning, the best practice that we can take from King's Cross and implement that at Brent Cross Town. And also, no doubt, that knowledge and best practice will go the other way as well.
Wonderful. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Racing Green.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.